Supervisors near adoption of $9.6 billion budget with South Bay sewage relief and a detention forum tonight. The San Diego County Board of Supervisors is in the final stretch of adopting a $9.6 billion budget for fiscal year 2026-27, with final deliberations scheduled for June 25th at 9 a.m. at the County Administration Center. The spending plan is 6% larger than the current year, a $522.5 million increase, and its priorities reflect the board majority's focus on behavioral health, fire resilience, and the escalating costs of the Tijuana sewage crisis. The budget allocates $176 million for behavioral health treatment, $93.1 million for affordable and supportive housing, $265.9 million is for road safety and maintenance in unincorporated communities, and $84.5 million to strengthen firefighting and emergency medical services in areas such as Alpine, Ramona, and Lakeside that lack a city fire department. Safety net programs, CalFresh, CalWORKs, Medi-Cal, and General Relief receive $852 million. Library operations countywide are funded at $71.5 million. Directly tied to the Tijuana sewage emergency, the budget earmarks $25.6 million for watershed protection to reduce ocean pollution, a longer-term infrastructure commitment following a 3-2 party line vote earlier this year that approved $8.8 million in South Bay sewage relief. Chair Tara Lawson Remmer, Vice Chair Monica Montgomery Stepp, and Chair Pro Tem Paloma Aguirre formed the majority on that prior vote. At the city level, the San Diego City Council last month enacted 25 amendments to its accessory dwelling unit regulations. Changes include requiring 4-foot side and rear setbacks for ADUs in high or very high fire hazard severity zones, and allowing ADUs to be subdivided into condominium units and sold separately under Assembly Bill 1033, a new ownership pathway that could expand access for moderate-income buyers. The city navigated state housing officials' concerns that some earlier proposed changes conflicted with California law, which would have triggered a loss of state funding. Tonight, the San Diego County Sheriff's Office hosts a public forum from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Encinitas Community Center on the future of the Vista Detention Facility, a structure built in 1972 that the county is weighing modernizing. Decisions about its size, capacity, and programming will shape Sheriff's Office infrastructure for decades. And given the week's immigration enforcement news, questions about who is detained there and under what conditions are likely to feature prominently.